good to have you this morning. And Lloyd's back. It's a Friday. Pancakes
yes.
are flowing.
Yay!
And we're all here to help the parade company out. It's fantastic.
And let me tell you, they are pouring the pancake mixture right now.
It's happening.
And I will be getting a little bit of that pretty soon.
There you go.
Yes, I will. Listen, you know, the excitement is really building for one of Detroit's really most cherished holiday times, and it's the parade company. And at the Thanksgiving parade, and this year, one of the highlights everyone is going to be talking about is Huntington Bank's brand new float, Making Lives Better. It's designed to celebrate community, connection, and the ways we all lift each other up. And the millions of viewers across the country will get to enjoy it. And joining us now to talk about the float and Huntington's longtime commitment to Detroit and the spirit behind Making Lives Better is Mike Land. He's regional president for Southeast Michigan and Northwest Ohio at Huntington National Bank. Mike, always good to see you.
Lloyd, good to be here.
I saw the float.
Reveal just happened.
It did. And let me tell you, it really, really says what the what Huntington Bank is all about. It really does. I mean, they did a very good job.
I agree. I think they nailed it. You know, I mean, we named it Making Lives Better. That's what we feel that we need to do every day in the community is make lives better. So, you know, I think we've represented how there's a section of the float where we're showing an experience in a branch where folks are coming in and they're getting that home loan, they're getting that business loan, they're opening a savings account. And then we're showcasing the business, small business loans especially that we do.
Yes.
We're the number one SBA lender in the nation and the number one SBA lender in the state of Michigan by far. So we're helping so many of those small businesses thrive and grow. And I think we represent that really well in the float. And then the last section is about how we're strengthening communities. And we're doing so much in the community. We gave back almost $6 million into the community to 290 different organizations, lifting up those organizations and lifting up the community. And we know that if we strengthen communities and we have strong communities, we'll have a strong bank.
Well, yeah, because when you come in and you deal with the branch, then you go and you talk about the building these small businesses.
Yeah.
It makes a great community, right?
Right.
It all works together.
And
that's why I think it's such a great float.
Yeah, and I think the parade company nailed it. You know, we had some sit-downs with them, and we let them know our vision, and they put it together. And, you know, there's over 2,000 hours of artisan work that was put into that float, and over 100 gallons of Huntington Green paint went into that float. I don't know where they got it, but we love to hear those kinds of things, and I think they nailed it, and I can't wait to for everyone to see it on Thanksgiving Day as it comes down Woodward Avenue in front of Huntington Bank's commercial bank headquarters,
yes.
which is right on Woodward Avenue. You know, we're in 21 states. We chose to have our commercial bank headquarters in Detroit right on Woodward because we love Detroit, we love this community, and that's how important it is to our bank.
That's wonderful.
Well, I think community is the theme and the word of the day. We're also joined by Lamont Yoder, president of Corewell Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
And you were talking about how you just made a homecoming yourself back into this city, into this role.
Yeah, it's a year and a half I've been back here home. I remember as a little boy going to my first Tigers and Lions game, and then life and healthcare took me out of Michigan, where I started as a nurse on nights here before it was Corewell, and then to Ohio, Arizona, and now back here home at a time that Detroit and our surrounding communities are just thriving and reviving in a way that I'm thrilled and honored to be back home with all my family and supporting the community the way we do.
And you were saying community is a big deal for Corewell, and how does that relate to the parade on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, our parade, this is our third year, so our final year with this float, and it's been a fun year-over-year excitement to figure out who gets to ride on the parade, because there's only space for so many. A lot of people walk around it. So we have a story every year when we choose who that is, and on the parade or on the float, you see kids all the way through different stages of life, so kids are really important to us. We serve a ton of pediatric patients in the area, and as a state, over 21 hospitals, more pediatric care than any other healthcare system in the state of Michigan. So children are a big part of what we do. And there are homeless children, and there are children that have other needs and help, and we have two groups really supporting kids on our float this year. One are three nurses, Kate, Jacqueline, and Lauren, along with Stanley Stimson and an organization called Street Outreach Teams, that these nurses at Farmington Hills made their own organization and got a national grant, and they go out free every single week and care for the homeless in Detroit.
Wonderful. That is awesome.
Every week. It's an amazing group of nurses that just took it on themselves to do, and they just volunteer and do that. And then Dr. Anthony Stallion, our pediatric surgeon and head of pediatric surgery, is the other person on the float. So all the way through phases of life in all areas of our community, we're featuring kids, our youngest lives, peds, and families on the float this year.
It's spectacular. My sister-in-law is in an accelerated nursing program at Grand Valley, so she'll soon be an employee at Corwell. Very soon. She's very excited about it. Meanwhile, at Huntington, a big merger recently. Very exciting.
Yeah. We bought a bank. It's in the South. It's in Texas, and it's going to –
We bought a bank.
Yeah.
No big deal.
It's the largest acquisition we've made in our history, and when it closes, we will be the 10th largest bank in the nation. And it's been a great ride for us at Huntington. We've been growing, tremendously. When I started, we were $53 billion. Now we're going to be $278 billion
when
this thing closes, and a top 10 bank. So it's a super exciting time for us. But I think what it's going to bring to the community here is better technology, better fraud protection, all the things that we need to spend money on. That scale will help us do that to, again, make people's lives better in the community we serve.
Spectacular. Mike Land, thank you so much. Really great to see you and talk to you in the float. It's fantastic.
It is.
So
it's
congratulations
awesome.
On that. Lamont Yoder, great to see you too.
Thank you
for your time
it's
and everything
pleasure.
That you're doing at Corwell.
Thank you. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Fantastic.